This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
Welcome back to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
This is Anthony.
Thanks for tuning in again. This episode is brought to you in part by procrastination.
So that's why it's late.
Well, yeah. So as a sponsor of this podcast, they requested that we bring a podcast an episode late. So here's another one brought to you by procrastination. You can use the discount code ICPixels for 50% off of your next order of procrastination.
Yeah. 50% off your next check because you didn't finish your work.
Because you didn't do what you need to do. But it's the holiday season. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. On every street corner you see, you hear silver bells. And gunshot shells. I don't know. So I was listening to that song, Silver Bells, There's Christmas Time in the City. And I was like, someone should make a variation of that about what actually goes on the corner of cities and not just silver bells. But that's an idea for someone else.
So silver heels.
No, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking like drug dealers and stuff like that. But I guess that does happen on this corner, the same corners as well. Anyway, enough about that. This episode is not going to be very long because we got stuff to do. I've got to go buy Christmas gifts. I've got to make money to buy Christmas gifts. All that, you know, Christmas stuff.
And I need to go to bed.
Well, yeah, I need to go to bed too. So, I wanted to talk a little bit this episode about procrastination. I know in past episodes we've mentioned it kind of, but I wanted to talk about procrastination and a variation of procrastination called procrastiworking that I heard about on another podcast I was listening to. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name of it, so no credit goes to them. But it's probably the term, I don't think they invented it, but procrastiworking. So, try not to procrastinate very much, and I don't think I procrastinate. Well, I do procrastinate, so let me not say I don't. But I find myself more often than not procrastiworking in terms of I'll be working on something, but it's not the work I need to be doing. It's just something else that I wanted to do because for whatever reason. So, yeah, I think that's a problem. And so I wanted to talk about that and how it can affect us and all that.
I've been very guilty of that. Some of the symptoms are the causes of it, I guess. Sometimes it can be stress. I know for myself, when I have a lot of things I need to do, it can turn into like,
let me do nothing.
So yeah, I get overwhelmed and end up doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Or I find, you know, or it's like, okay, I don't do any of these things I know I need to do, but I'm going to go work on this thing over here. That way, at least I don't feel as guilty.
Yeah.
I still didn't do what I needed to do, but I did something. So it's like, you know, so it's like, yeah, but I cleaned up. Mm-hmm. You know? what do you, that was important too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge is to kind of not put off the things that are most important. And so I think of it like, you know, like, so when I was a kid, I would get a plate of food and, you know, it's got my favoritest dish on there, but it's also got something I don't like that much. And then just, you know, some mediocre dishes like some rice or some potatoes or something like that, that I don't care about. When I was a kid, I learned to like kind of save the best for last type of thing, or like eat a little bit of the thing I really like, but then like focus on the stuff I don't really want to do and get
the last taste in your mouth is the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of the approach I try to take sometimes. It doesn't always work. And a lot of times, like, you know, I'll end up procrastinating or just like not doing anything productive. But sometimes that's my goal is like, okay, I really don't want to deal with this one client, so let me just let me start with them and get that out the way so I can get to the fun stuff later. And
yeah,
when that's like enforced, well, I mean, I guess in my situation, I'm enforcing it on myself, but even then it's tough to have the discipline because you know, like no one's making me do it this way. I'm choosing to do it this way. So it would be easy for me to just go do it the way I want to do it at any point in time.
Yeah. I mean, I find myself doing that. Another time I find myself doing stuff like that is when I get bored with a project. Mm-hmm. It's like, this isn't fun anymore. Like, you know, you're deep into a website getting it done and you're just like, I this isn't fun anymore. It was fun when I first started and I was figuring things out and, you know, planning things out or whatever. But now I'm just changing text and, like, you know, debugging things. And like, this isn't fun anymore.
Is that what happened to Cam and Juju?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, he was procrastinating.
Well, I don't know if it was procrastinating, but whatever. It wasn't fun anymore. So I feel you on that because that happens to me sometimes, but... It's like, I guess in some situations is where there is, like, every project has a boring, annoying, not fun anymore part, I feel like. And sometimes, because of procrastination, that part can drag on longer. You know what I'm saying?
'Cause forever.
I'm like, I keep putting off just emailing someone. So tonight, I had to work on this website for this lady I've been working with for a while. And so this project has been going on for 2 or 3 years now. I've been getting paid periodically and stuff like that, but it just keeps dragging on. And it was, I can't say that it was ever fun, but there was some parts where I felt like we were making progress, and now it's just like dragging on, like waiting, please answer my questions, please reply to my emails, please give me more detailed requirements. And so she emailed me earlier today and I was like, ah, crap, I don't want to deal with this right now. So what did I do? Procrastinate, thanks to our sponsor. But tonight while I was waiting for scheduling so we could record this podcast, I was like, all right, let me just take care of this so that I can move on to something else. And that's a lot of my procrastination, at least, revolves around small, simple tasks. A lot of it's not hard stuff, and a lot of it that it's things that may seem hard at first, but then a lot of times I'll go to do them and I'll realize, oh, there's a plugin that just does that, or it was easy. It was just like they forgot a semicolon in the code or something like that, like something stupid where it was easy to fix. And I've been procrastinating on it for a long time because I was scared of something that wasn't actually, you know, I was scared of the monster under my bed when it was like some boxes.
Yeah, you overthink it because you allow these small things that may not be that big of a deal. You allow them to grow over time, and you keep on thinking about them, and they turn into monsters.
It's a perceived monster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go to do it and you're like, oh, what? I should have done this last week.
Well, like today, there's something I had to work on at work. It's like these badges for people or whatever. And it's like, you know, I had no desire to, you know, make up like, you know, 200 individual badges with like, because it was like they needed badges, but then they also wanted to personalize it. So it's like, oh, okay, we'll put an icon representing their hobbies on there. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is gonna take forever. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of not putting it off, I've been working on it, been trying to figure out ways to make the work a little bit easier, get somebody else to do some of it. And then today I had some time and I was just kind of, it's like, let me just start knocking these out. And it didn't take me that long, and I knocked out like most of what I had, like the stack of papers I had. I was like, oh, well, I guess it wasn't so bad. Mm-hmm. But it's like I allowed it to grow into a bigger thing because I'm just like, oh, I do not feel like doing that.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's like, you know, tedious. But I mean, I don't know. I turned on the – I found a nice long podcast, turned that on. It was like, all right, let me just get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I have to force myself to, like, crank through things. But, like, I've had jobs where I had to do some boring tasks like that. And I don't know. It's kind of helped me – not necessarily gain the endurance, but gain the focus to do those boring, arduous tasks like that.
Yeah. I mean, I would say things like that, do them, don't wait to do those things at the end of the week, because it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Those are the tasks that you want to knock out Monday morning, Tuesday morning, any morning before you can, like, get into the rhythm of your day. That's when you want to sit down and respond to all these, like, little simple emails and just knock out little things. I find myself doing that. It's like, you know, something I was kind of stressed about the day before. Like, oh, I'm going to go look this up and figure this out and whatever. And the next morning I come in, you know, I mean, not only you got sleep, so you're a little bit clearer, but also it's like, you know, it's a new day. And you're just like, all right, let me just knock this out real quick. You do it in the morning before you can get into all the other stuff that you need to do, especially if you get into work early. Get there before other people. Nobody's going to bug you. Also helps if the, you know, person you share an office with gets fired, so you got your office to yourself again, so you can, you know, can really
relax and procrastinate without interruption.
No, I mean, but you can get into your stuff and nobody's bugging you.
Yeah,
you know, every few minutes or whatever. But yeah, you know, you can get into it and knock the stuff out. But I found for myself and knock that stuff out in the morning before I can think about it too much, and just move on with my day, because it usually doesn't take that long. It's little changes you gotta make to websites and stuff like that. Then it's just like, ugh, I don't feel like logging into your website right now. It's like, let me just do this in the morning before I actually, you know, because you generally get to work in the morning, you don't feel like doing anything yet anyway. You gotta get your, you know, get situated and, you know.
Yeah, I'll say in the morning I'm better about taking care of business. But I'll say, like, in the afternoon, because... So, in terms of procrastination, a lot of the things I procrastinate on are emails that I just need to reply to or open. Because I'll get an email from somebody and I'll say, I'll look at that later, I'll look at that later. Or I'll read it and then I know I need to reply to it. And I'll just say, okay, I'll mark that as unread. I'm going to flag it so I know to follow up, and then I won't. And so, that becomes a problem when people start texting me, like, did you get my email? And they're, you know, I read their email and it's like, I need this by tomorrow. And now it's tomorrow. Oh. Or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot. I found myself, because of procrastination, sending apology emails to people like, oh, I'm sorry. I can get that to you in a couple hours or whatever like that. So, but a lot of times the reason why I'm not replying to those emails when I get them, or I'm not, you know, acting on stuff when it comes in, is because I am working on something else, but it's not necessarily what I need to be working on. And that's where, like, I was talking about procrastinating, because I'll get home and somewhere in my mind I know I have emails to follow up on or whatever, some important task to do, but I'll get home and then I'll get on my computer and I'll be doing other work of some sort, but it may not be the thing that I need to be working on. And so I'm procrastinating working. I'm working, and I feel like, oh, I was productive, but I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing.
Yeah. So this question is, like, are there benefits to procrastinating working?
I think there's benefits because you're getting something done.
Yeah.
But it at what cost? Because you're like, you know, you could be damaging your reputation or something like that. Because a lot of times the stuff I'm procrastinating working on is not high priority and it's not due soon. So it's like, did some things, but like I still have this backlog of emails I need to look at the next day. Like I haven't made progress towards, you know, anything important because I still have, tomorrow I'm going to be in the same place.
I mean, kind of like I was talking about in the last episode about lists and stuff like that. I mean, maybe one way to approach that is, you know, these old small tasks that you don't feel like doing. Just like, I'm going to knock out one of these an hour. I'll knock this out, and then I'm going to go do the fun stuff that I really want to do. But then I'm going to go over here, knock one of these out, then I can go back and do the fun stuff, you know. That way, you know, that way you can, you know, get through it, and you're not, you know, it's not just all these little small things. And, you know, because I completely understand the desire to do fun stuff. So, but I mean, it's just, I think it's, I mean, like we were talking about before, yeah, it's one of those habits that you're just going to have to figure out a way to work around. And that, I think that's more difficult for some people than other people.
Well, so. We've talked about the problem for a bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about possible solutions. So, like you mentioned, writing down a list. I think that is a potential solution if you, if that works for you. Because like we've talked about before, you got to find the thing that's going to work best for you. Lists may not work for everybody. Writing a list down on paper may not work for everybody, but you got to find what's going to work best for you. And then I know, like I've talked about in the past, breaking down your goals into small pieces, because of the nature of just life these days, there's lots of interruptions, your phone, whatever else. There's lots of interruptions going to distract you from what you're going to do on it. And it may not be that you want to procrastinate, but it's just things are going to come up that are going to interrupt your flow. So I think it's important to break it down into small steps. So like, okay, I'm just going to reply to this person now, or I'm going to do some investigation or research on this particular issue so that when I do get more time, I can, you know, fully address it or whatever like that. So I think that is another thing you could do that we've definitely talked about. What other strategies besides writing a list do you use?
I don't know if it's a direct strategy, but there's something I realize I do is like when I do get to an email, these little tedious emails, I just look at them and I try to find a way to throw the thing back into their court. Mm-hmm. Like if I need to do something, let me just do what I need to do just so I can put it back in their hands. That way it's not just looming over me and stressing me out. It's like at least I responded. I at least said, hey, I'm gonna get back to you later, even if I don't. But I at least said, I did something. I made some kind of progress on each of the things, you know. I took a step. Mm-hmm. And that usually, you know, makes me at least feel better, so I'm not feeling, you know, like I have all these things, you know, crashing in. It's like, okay, well, I did this. I took care of that. So, you know, that's done, you know. Because it just builds up and it turns into stress. Like, I'm about to move here in the next 2 weeks, like right after Christmas, and, like, there's things I need to do, and it's like I've been stressing about them on the weekend. Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh my goodness, I gotta paint, I gotta clean, I gotta, you know, pack, I gotta, you know, just stressing out because it's like I didn't have time during the week. But it's like, you know, I just gotta make that little bit of a progress.
So I think that's
just to feel
that ties into like breaking things down into smaller pieces, because like if your goal is to lose weight or become more fit or whatever, working out every day is like making that little bit of progress, you know what I'm saying? Because if you said, okay, if you looked at the task, like, you know, I'm 700 pounds or whatever, I'm overweight, I'm not healthy and I want to get healthy, that's a big task. But if you look at it as, okay, I just need to work out every day, then that's not that bad. Just like, you know, I need to paint my apartment before I move out. Okay, well, I can tape off everything and remove the plates and the outlets and all that stuff. I could do that in 5 minutes. So that's what I try and do with...
I didn't do that.
Hey, but this episode is sponsored by procrastination. But it's like, so I have a lot of stuff going on between day job, freelancing, kids, all the other junk that happens in life. But one of the things I do, yeah, the streets are busy.
They've been calling
sometimes. Okay. But so what I try and do is like in the morning before I leave. Yeah, you know, I know what time I need to leave to get into work at a reasonable hour. And if I'm up early and ready early, then I'll say, okay, I've got 10 minutes before I'm going to leave. So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to spend 10 minutes doing whatever. So that I, you know, I can at least say, okay, I made some progress on whatever that thing is I wanted to do. And I feel like that has made me feel more productive and get things done, because it's not a big daunting task anymore, because I spent 10 minutes on it. And same thing I do the same thing like from my phone. So I'll be waiting on somebody, somewhere, and I have my phone with me. So instead of scrolling through Instagram, sometimes I'll try and like look up something, because a lot of times it's little stuff. I just need to look up something so I can reply to an email or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of times I'm just like, oh, don't feel like replying this. It's like, you know, you make up this excuse like, oh, I'll get back when I get in front of a computer, I'll do it. It's like, as soon as you get in front of a computer, you got 10,000 things going on. And it's like, honestly, you could just do that on your phone. I mean, the amount of things I do on my phone, like I do all kinds of shopping and all kinds of other stuff on my phone, but sometimes I put off other things I need to do, I could do on my phone.
Yeah.
Just like, there's an easy excuse. It's like, well, I can't do it on my phone. I just would rather have two monitors.
Yep, I do that exact same thing. And then there's been times where
in the right
space. I stopped making excuses and I was like, I can update that website from my phone. Like it's responsive enough that like it's not easy, but I can spend 10 minutes now doing it, or I can put it off and forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like anything. It's like, how do you, you know, what is the thing about eating a whale or an elephant one bite at a time or something like that? I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know, because well, sometimes it's not even like a huge project. You needed to take little pieces of a huge project. It's just like all these tiny little projects. It's like, you know, it's just, you know, you got to pick up all the Legos, you know? Yeah. Just that's what it feels like. It's like, okay, let me get this one over here, and this is over here, and it's just like, oh, I don't want to do that, because it's just annoying little uncreative, uninteresting little details mm-hmm. that you have to take care of. But the reality is, it'll make you feel a lot better if you cross those off, because I know for me, it stresses me out when I have all those little things, but I don't actually do them after it stresses me out. The stress is a reason to not do them, because it's stressing me out. It's circular. It's cyclical.
So the next thing I do, one of the other things I've done, and I didn't realize I was doing it until I read an article about it, but it's to, well, one of the articles I read referred to it as visualizing the future. Like, so, you know, if I want to complete this project or be fit, then if I spend time visualizing myself with having achieved that goal, I'm more motivated to continue work towards my goal, mm-hmm. less likely to put stuff off.
Wearing a tank top in public.
Like, so publicly shaming yourself into wanting to do that. But what I try and do is think about, and I think we talked about this before, is kind of think about what future David would want me to do.
Yeah.
Because future David, even it doesn't have to be 5 years from now, David. It could be like this afternoon, David, or tomorrow, David. Tomorrow, David probably wants me to accomplish a little bit more tonight before I go to sleep. He probably wants me, you know, to not stay up late watching Netflix or whatever. You know, he has some things he needs to do tomorrow, so I need to be respectful of him, as well as you know, kind of taking care of, you know. Like, yeah, just respectful of him. Because if you think in that manner, I think it's easier to focus on what's most important. I don't think you need to always be like, you know, sometimes you just need to enjoy the moment and not be like, well, what would the future want me to do? But I think the future me want me to do. But I think it is worth it to think about that when you're procrastinating.
Yeah, I think I do a variation of that. I mean, I use it for when I'm stressing about things, also going through something that I think about, like, okay, future me is going to look back on this one day. And I try to imagine that me in the future looking back on this situation. And I could do the same thing for, like, knocking things out. It's like, future me will be able to say that I did this stuff. You know, like, I took care of that. And it's like, I want to be that future me that has taken care of these things and mm-hmm. is done with this project. I want to be that, you know. And it kind of helps me. It's like, okay, now let me go in and knock this stuff out so I can get to that point.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because I say, like, that's something I also have had to do more recently, because, like, you know, when you get, like, so the example I think of is, like, every time I get a cold, like, my throat be all sore, and it's like, this is the worst will this ever end, it's so terrible. But then as I'm going through, I also remember, like, the cold ain't gonna last forever, you know, like in a week or so you'll be good, so stop worrying about it. Yeah. Or
trouble won't last always.
I don't know exactly what that has to do with procrastination, but it's just that the same mindset, like, okay, let me think about what's going to happen in the future and then make plans based on that, or act based on that, not necessarily based on what I'm feeling right now or how tired I am right now, because I know there's a lot of things that I should have accomplished, you know, sometimes months ago, some cases weeks ago, sometimes days ago, but there's a lot of things I should have accomplished that there's literally no reason why I didn't, except for I was procrastinating. So when I look back at those things, yeah. I'm like, crap, I need to do better. And when I look forward, I can say, you know, future David wants me to do this, so let me get it done. And not a few times easy stuff.
Yeah, I did that all the time with working on cars and stuff like that, just putting off stuff to, you know, not make it into this big production. It's like, no, it wasn't that bad.
Well, yeah, so that's the other thing I don't like about procrastination. Is I feel like if you procrastinate too much, it's almost like the saying, like, you're painting yourself in a corner. Because, since you mentioned cars, there's several things, like, issues I've seen with my car in the past where something was acting up. And I was like, I'll take care of that later. Like, I saw one of my tires was low one time. Didn't do anything about it. I was like, yeah, it'll be good. So it was actually on New Year's Eve. Me and my wife went out somewhere. And I noticed my tire was a little low, but I was like, it'll be good. So we're leaving this hotel place to head back to the house. And I noticed my tire looked a little low. And I was like, it's fine. And I didn't stop to put air in it. Get on the highway. Joint goes flat. I'm like on the side of the road in some dark, deserted parking lot trying to change a tire. And it wasn't like level, so it was hard to change a tire without the car rolling all over the place. It was just terrible. And so that, I don't always think about that, but that's just one example where I put something off, and then it forced my hand where I had to take action. I had to take a specific action instead of having the flexibility of taking different actions. And the same thing is true with, like, projects in design. Like, I've had the opportunity to design stuff for people, and I could have done a better job, or I could have given myself more flexibility and time. But because I waited till the last minute, then it's like, I got to stay up late and get this done. Or in some cases, I was rushing, and so I didn't give them the best product I could have, and therefore, maybe they didn't call me back in the future, or maybe I can't put that in my portfolio or whatever.
Yeah. You gotta find a way to, you know, stop, to not shoot yourself in the foot with your own, you know, vices or
laziness. Not vices. Well, it's not, I wouldn't say it's laziness, own, but it's just like misappropriated funds or poorly arranged goals. Because, you know, you're focused on, I don't feel like it.
Yeah, misappropriated time.
So, I guess, to summarize, procrastination is bad in some cases. I think there is a healthy amount of procrastination where you can delay some things because you need to do something for yourself to, you know, help maintain that happiness and stuff that makes life livable.
Jog the creativity or something like that.
That's perfectly understandable, but
yeah, I get that.
In general, if you're doing too much of it, it's bad. And I think procrastinating is like, it's kind of good. But I think it's still bad in some ways. If I'm not working on what I need to be doing and moving forward where I should be, then I think it maybe can be a negative.
I think you just need to be really aware. If you are doing that, be aware that you're doing that.
I think, that's important. Because if you're just sitting there like, I just need to say that I'm working, then you could say you're working, but you're not accomplishing what you need to be accomplishing, and that's negative. But if you know, okay, I'm definitely going to procrastinate work right now. I'm tired of this project, and so I'm going to spend some time on another project to maybe it'll help me come up with some new ideas or whatever, then I think that's okay. But just don't spend 2 hours or 5 hours on it, and then,
set yourself a timer or something. You know, be aware of how much time.
Because I feel like if you do that too much, you won't be able to procrastinate work anymore because you won't have any more work.
Yeah, you'll find a way to do it.
But okay, so in terms of trying to stop. We talked about a few things. I don't remember all of them. We talked about using lists and stuff to track your progress. We talked about breaking your tasks down into smaller items. Do you remember what else we talked about? It hasn't been that long and I already forgot.
I know some of the things I was saying that they weren't a specific clean list item. I mean, I guess the last thing is, like, just be aware that you're doing it. Like, be self-aware, self-assess.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know? 'Cause I know I've been around people who... Well, some of them... So, I've been around two types of people. I've been around some people that fully aware they're procrastinating and will just continue because they're just used to it or they feel like it's okay or, like, the consequences aren't there. And then I've been around other people who just don't even realize they're doing it. Well, in some cases they may because it's blatant, but in some cases they don't realize they're doing it because they think everything they're doing is important. And it's like, no, but is this really what you need to be doing right now? So.
Yeah. I mean, because you get in the habit of chasing a shiny, you know, object or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as a designer, I completely understand.
So we also, I'm trying to remember what other strategies we talked about. For stopping, well, we talked about breaking down into small pieces. We talked about visualizing the future. That was the other one. Visualize the future. So visualize the future. Oh, what's your future going to be like if you continue on the path you're on? I think that's worth thinking about. And then what's your future going to be like? What would future you want you to do? And then work with that in mind. And I think that'll definitely help guide you, hopefully guide you away from procrastination on some level. And if you're just procrastinating and you're aware of it and you're okay with it, then I think that visualizing the future is probably the best, potentially a good step to think next about step because after that. That'll help you say, like, okay, if I keep not doing things that I need to be doing, if I keep missing deadlines, if I keep doing this, where am I going to end up? And therefore, should I change my path? So that reminds me of something else someone told me. Like, so he's a smaller guy and he was talking about like working out and he was like, I'm not small necessarily because I don't work out. Well, it's kind of because I don't work out, but he's basically saying I'm small because the things that I'm doing are helping me to maintain the size that I am. That would apply for someone that's big, too. Mm. So if you're not doing the things to help you change and get out of that, then you're not going to change. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're... Yeah.
Spending 2 hours on a treadmill.
No, yeah. Like, that's an example. But I'm saying, like if you're procrastinating or not completing your projects on time and you're complaining about why your business isn't growing, then maybe it's because... the actions and the steps you've been taking are they're enough to maintain your business. You're still getting some new business or whatever. You still have clients, but those steps are not what's going to actually get you to where you want to be, which may be growing bigger or going after bigger clients, whatever it is. So with that in mind, you have to say, okay, yeah. I obviously need to change my actions. The same guy I was talking to, he was talking about like, in my neighborhood, my personal neighborhood, I see a lot of people in the summer, spring, sometimes in the winter, I see these women out going for walks in the evening after work or out jogging in the morning. And in my old neighborhood, we lived over there for 5 or 6, I don't remember how many years. We lived over there for a while. Either way, I would see like some of the same people out exercising. And some of them looked the same year after year after year. Like, they weren't becoming more fit from my perspective. I don't know. I wasn't measuring their BMI or nothing like that. But they looked, you know, they still was all flapping around while they were jogging down the street. And that goes, it kind of goes in line. Like, you're doing stuff, but all you're doing is maintenance. You're just maintaining your current state. You're not doing enough to improve. Has nothing to do with procrastination.
Yeah, but, or I mean,
well, I think that's the whole procrastinating thing. It's like you're just maintaining, you're not improving.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, and that's the scary. I think for me, that's the scary place to be able to look back and be like, wait a minute, I didn't actually.
That's something that has I've definitely looked back and seen that for a certain period of time. I, you know, things were changing, stuff was different. I was doing things, but no improvement in terms of where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Any last thoughts on procrastination and procrastinating and all that other stuff?
In the morning, I want to wake up and try to think about what I can knock out real quick in the morning.
Yeah, I think I think that's a useful habit to form, is to just wake up and try and get one thing accomplished, whatever it is, or one part of something.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel good, and you'll
be like, yeah, just take a step.
Do that again, and again, and again, and again.
Well, I think that's it. We'll be back shortly with another episode. We're going to just stop procrastinating on putting these things out. We're going to try to get a different sponsor for the episode.
Sponsored by Future Us.
Yeah. Make sure you check out our shop. Got a sale going on. It's alienmuffin.threadless.com.
Got hoodies and sweatshirts.
And
hoodies and sweatshirts and t-shirts and other stuff. Lots of stocking stuffers if you're into that Christmas sort of thing. And they're on sale, so you can afford them.
Yeah. But, yeah, thanks for listening. All right. We'll be back.